Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we will sit in church or temple, or we'll hear about forgiveness, where we should forgive. And depending on our religion, many of our religions encompass a time when we should forgive our enemies. And I've actually been able to do that. I have been able to forgive anybody who has ever wronged me. I won't forget. I'm not going to forgive and forget. I'm not going to forget, but I'll forgive. And I have forgiven everybody who's ever wronged me. And it really wasn't that hard. But the reason why I do that is because I feel better. Now, there's a study out of Harvard that actually found when you do forgive, you do feel better. It does help mental health. This is a study from Harvard University. International researchers at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston looked at 4,600 subjects from 5 countries who had been hurt or offended by another person. And then they went through a quote-unquote forgiveness workbook, which shared strategies, how to recall the hurt feelings instead of suppressing them, empathizing with the offender, etc. And 2 weeks after completing the self-directed exercises, individuals reported reduced symptoms of anxiety and depression compared to those who did not receive the workbooks. Now, I know some of you are listening to this going, how the hell do I forgive Bob, you know, or Jody, or all these people that did X, Y, and Z? How do you forgive someone who cheated on you? How do you forgive somebody who tried to screw your career? Well, I tell you, the reason why I've been able to do it is, one is I think that's what God wants, right? But number two is when you are hurt or wronged, sometimes you think it's for a reason that's not necessarily the reason. So, for example, if somebody, let's say, cheats on you, is it that they really wanted to sleep with somebody else and hurt you and make you feel cuckolded or whatever and then give you an STD? Is that what they really wanted? Or was it that they had a weakness and somebody flirted with them at the right place or the wrong place at the wrong time, and they never really wanted to hurt you, but they had an episode of weakness? Now, you may never forget. You may not want to get back together with them, but there might be room for forgiveness. Same thing with someone trying to screw with your career. Was it that they just wanted to ruin your career, or was it that they were jealous of what you had and wanted to improve their career, and on their mission, they screwed over everybody? And even though you'd think, well, still, none of those people deserve your forgiveness, I feel better when I forgive. I can't tell you how many people who were jerks to me or mean to me or did things to me, and I will just be as sweet as possible. And for some reason, I feel better. Maybe because I feel like God's on my side, or I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, or maybe it's because I feel sorry for them. You know, they had no other recourse but to be evil or to be bad. And, you know, we all have our bad days. We all want to be jerks. We all want to, you know, tell somebody off. So we, you know, and when you understand what could be going on, sometimes it's not that bad. And what's really euphoric is when the person who screws you over apologizes and says, I did wrong. And to me, that is, I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to trust them, but I'll forgive. The other thing, too, is we're putting so much energy into the hate of what they did that once you have that forgiveness, now that frees up all that extra energy. You know, I've had family members that were mean and did things to me that were rude, and it's easy to just be, you know, not talking to them. But I notice when I try to mend things, I just feel better. Now, true, sometimes getting family members that you don't talk to that all of a sudden, you know, talk to you, sometimes that can add, you know, extra stress. But for me, I would rather have that stress than animosity. And so it's fascinating how many religions incorporate this, where there's a day of forgiveness, or there's a period of forgiveness, or they remind you weekly, and I get it. You know, people think, well, if it's forgiveness, that means you trust them again, you're best friends, you say it's okay. No, forgiving doesn't validate what they did. It doesn't validate the evil. It doesn't justify it. It doesn't make it okay. But it means forgiving means you're not going to hold a continual grudge on that level for that topic or for what happened. And it's really liberating. So for those of you who are stressed, and there's family members or coworkers or friends or neighbors or somebody that just really got under your skin, you know, maybe, and it doesn't have to be, I mean, you can hate your boss and you can say, you know what, I want to forgive them, but I don't want to tell them that. You don't even have to tell them. You know, forgiveness is very mental. But think about what it is you're ticked about. And yeah, there are people that just have nothing better to do than want to screw you over. I know there's people out there. But for the certain acts that they do, when you realize why they did it, it's not okay. But then it starts to, you feel sorry for them instead. And I would rather pity somebody than hate somebody. And I'd rather mend relationships. But that's just me. So I know this one study, some of you are like, well, forget this. I feel better being angry. And that's another thing we need to talk about. Sometimes it feels good to be grumpy. Sometimes you just want to let someone have it. But does it feel good? I mean, just like eating that candy bar and then all of a sudden having the sugar rush and then it coming down. You know, that anger might feel euphoric and that lashing out, but the consequences could last much longer, if not years. So, you know, think about if part of your grumpiness has to do with you need to forgive somebody. And again, you don't have to forget. But forgiving, I think, is therapeutic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, trade, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of our listeners did have their child graduate. Child's graduated college, has a degree, no job. Not having a lot of luck finding the job, he wants to know when should he ask them to move out. That's when do you have your kids move out? Me, I was scratching. My parents wouldn't let me move out till I was 18. They kept switching schools. I had to keep moving and switching schools because they kept moving. My dad gambled a lot. And so my friends in high school said, just stay with us so you don't have to leave high school. My parents wouldn't let me do that. So finally, as soon as I turned 18 and I was able to get the hell out, I did. I didn't have much savings because my parents used it. So it was a little bit of a struggle, but I got out and I did what I had to do, and I wanted to get out. And I worked fast food, multiple part-time jobs. Luckily, I got a scholarship for school, so I was able to make it work and go to school. Thank God I got an academic scholarship. Otherwise, there would have been no way I could have afforded college. And because my parents wouldn't have signed for a loan or qualified. And so I was very, very fortunate that the stars aligned, and I was able to find a bunch of part-time jobs. I worked on campus. I tutored. I did whatever I had to. I almost did singing telegrams until they asked me to take off my shirt. And I'm like, nope, not happening. No, I just wanted to sing an Annie song. I didn't think I had to, strip telegram. So it was a struggle. Kids these days have it a little different. Now, some people might really hate their parents and they don't want to live at home. But other kids are finding it kind of cush. The other issue is, for me, I didn't even really need a television. I mean, I wanted to watch 90210 and Melrose Place, but I wasn't watching a lot of TV. People would talk about the Saturday Night Live crew back in the 90s, and I think that was the Adam Sandler and Chris Rock days, and which is fantastic. I just didn't watch. I didn't have time to watch those shows. I was busy, so I didn't need a TV. We didn't have computers back then, so I had to scrape a couple $100 together to buy a typewriter / word processor, where you had like one line where you could see the words and then delete from, because all I had was a typewriter until those came out in the 90s, and I could use that. But I didn't have to pay for Wi-Fi, didn't have to pay for cable. All I had to do was give money wherever I rented a room, give money for the rent, for the power bill. Usually water was covered, and I bought my own food. I had my own little refrigerator that I would travel with, so I didn't have to use their refrigerator, and I had my own food. And then I would eat on campus or whatever. So, I made it work. Now kids, well, they need to have a computer. They need to have access to Wi-Fi. They are expected to have a phone, a cell phone. Can you imagine being a Gen Z right now and an employer saying, what number can I reach you at? And it's a landline that only gets checked when they get home from... No, they have to have a phone. They have to have wireless service. Well, this stuff starts to get more and more expensive. And the average parent who loves their kid is going to want to help financially support their kids, even if their kid moves out. Well, let's buy you some furniture. Let's help you with this. Let's get you some groceries. The average parent, they don't really want to spend that much. If my children had moved out, knowing me and how I am, I would want to help them pay for as much of it as possible. I can't afford my mortgage plus their apartment or their dorm or... No, they got to do it themselves. So what you do is you tell your child, get a job. Get a job. And then you're going to learn how to sign a lease from an apartment. You're going to learn how much it takes to put a down payment on a house. You're going to learn how to rent a room in a house. You're going to learn how to find a few people that you like, that you could trust, to live together and rent an apartment or rent a house. You're going to have to figure out the power bill. You're going to have to finally learn how to shut the lights off. You might not actually have a computer at home. Why don't you use a computer on campus? Save yourself money. And learn how to find deals. So I think the moving out process is crucial for them to understand the navigations and appreciate money. The problem many people are having, however, is their child is not finding a job that can support them. So my son has a good job, but it's not a high-paying job. And this job is, I say it's a good job, because it allows him to go to graduate school. Now, me, I waited tables in medical school and all that, but I'm not expecting my kids to get... But I didn't get straight A's because I was working full-time while going to medical school. You can't be doing that. By full time, if you work in a restaurant and you go from 5 to 11, you know, 5 days a week or 12, that would be considered full time at the time. But I'll still call it part time. But I was working nights. You work nights. Got home 12, 1, 2 in the morning. Woke up by 6 to go to school. I'm not expecting my kids to do that. I don't want them to do that. I want them to, you know, get some sleep, get some good grades. I don't think they have to go through all that. And one of the reasons why I, as a parent, am not pushing it, even though my moving out was probably one of the best things I could have ever done, is I don't want them to pay the inflated prices for these things. Money, to me, is very valuable. It always has been. I don't like to waste money. Growing up poor, having a family that survived the Holocaust, and my American family surviving the Depression, if something is now $2,000 a month, that's not worth it. There's $1,400 a month. Some people can't even afford a $1,400 a month apartment. If apartments are going to be that much, as much as I want them to learn how to navigate a lease and how to navigate paying rent, I don't want their whole paycheck going to a landlord when I'm completely fine with them still, you know, taking a room at my house. Trust me, they're not going to be there past 25, but save the money. And now I'm just in this mode of don't get screwed over. If our cell phone plan is cheaper as a family plan, then let's just save the money. I mean, as much as I like principals and I want them to learn lessons, and I've had them learn their lessons, you know, school of hard knocks, not when it comes to money. Now, I want my kids to get through school if they can, and if that's what they want to do. I want them to have a job they like. I don't want them to pick a job that may overinflate their pay rate just to fire them when they have layoffs. You know, even though that's a great lesson, I'd rather they have a stable job, get everything else that's variable now more constant, and then venture out. But the other thing too also is I don't know who my roommates were. Maybe they did drugs, maybe they didn't, but I never saw them because I was never around, never working. Many individuals now, and many of my kids' friends I saw, they've dropped out of school. They pot is pretty ubiquitous, and my kids don't really want to be around that all the time. So do I force them to live with roommates where the apartment smells of weed all the time? Or do I let them, you know, have a place where at least the air is a little cleaner? So I think we do have to push towards kids moving out and learning how to navigate the way the world is. But for those, it's not the same stigma that it used to be, where, oh my gosh, you're still living at home. I'm seeing middle-aged individuals move with their parents saying, why do we have two homes? As long as we have ground rules and you don't bug my butt, and we can save money. And as far as I'm concerned, where we're going now with the economy, I think we do have to save money. Where we're going with child care and daycare, if you can live with somebody who could be there to watch the baby, oh, that's fantastic. And I hear there's a lot of younger individuals saying, I might let my mom live with us so she could watch the baby. Now, if I went through that going, oh my God, the mother-in-law is going to live with us? Oh, hell no. But the younger generations are starting to figure out, well, how do we do this? How do we pay for childcare? How do we work? How do we make it on one income or two incomes? How do we have two cars? How can we make it on one car? So sometimes that means going against the grain of everybody getting their own place to live and doing their own thing. This isn't the 80s and 90s anymore. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Steady progress is how the White House describes talks on raising the debt ceiling, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy agrees.
Where we were a week ago and where we are today is a much better place because we got the right people in the room discussing it in a very professional manner with all the knowledge and all the background from all the different leaders of what they want.
At the G7 summit, a new package of sanctions and export controls against Russia over its war with Ukraine. The leaders will meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky Sunday. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock's not happy with a bus carrying 41 asylum seekers arriving in Denver yesterday. Hancock says Texas Governor Greg Abbott just wants to chase cameras. The company OpenAI has now released an iPhone version of its comprehensive artificial intelligence program known as ChatGPT. It's capable of answering questions in near real time in complete sentences. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back to the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm supposed to be going out of the country, and I'm going to try to broadcast live. We might have some replays, but you know me, I'm such a workaholic, and if there's breaking news, I'm going to probably want to, I just am not somebody that could not work. But because I'm going out of the country, I was worried about the dog. And I don't like a lot of these kennels where the dog is in a small little room, little cubby. Usually when you take a dog to a kennel, they do have dog activities. They let dogs play with other dogs as long as the personalities match. They'll take the dogs out for walks. But my dog hates going to the kennel. And of course, you know, she wants to be with mommy because I'm her mommy. Well, there was a very fascinating place called Camp Bow Wow. And I just love the name Camp Bow Wow. And Camp Bow Wow, it's great. Where, depending on your dog size, they get to be in a room with other dogs. And we checked this place out. We do have a dog sitter. But I was like, just in case, I always have to have a backup. I just always want to have a backup, just in case. And so we checked it out, and we were pretty pleased, but I was really nervous. Because my dog is an angel. I don't think I've ever seen her bite at all. Rarely snap. But sometimes dogs could be pushed to their limits. And I was looking for a couple breeds to see if there were breeds in there that have more of a reputation. And what's very interesting is, even though most people would think of Rottweilers being the worst or pit bulls in terms of aggression, one study has found that English Cocker Spaniels are the most vicious. Really? Their aggression is almost twice as prevalent across a bunch of other dogs. Now, the study comes from London, so maybe British dogs get a little bit more grumpy differently than American dogs. Now, a lot of us American dogs are in the South, in the Midwest. We're all, you know, same old, let's just sit and, you know, sing, oh, give me a home. You know, I think our pets are a little bit more laid back. Maybe in Great Britain, they're like, you dangled your participle incorrectly. That is completely improper English. So you don't know. Maybe they're just a little bit more, I don't know, you know, proper. Maybe they get upset about different things. Maybe they need their tea. I don't know. But I've heard that before, that Cocker Spaniels can be much more aggressive. Experts at the Royal Veterinary College in London reveal that 4% of Cocker Spaniels are aggressive, which, get this, triples to 12% if they have a golden coat. Rottweilers were actually much friendlier, they said, with 7.46% being aggressive. So a golden coat Cocker Spaniel would be more aggressive than a Rottweiler on average. That's fascinating. Apparently there's something called Cocker Rage Syndrome. It's a rare, uncontrollable condition that causes dogs to suddenly flip out. Dr. Dan O'Neill led the project, told Mail Online, choosing between breeds is one of the decisions that owners worry about most when getting a new dog. The growing information from Vet Compass across a range of breeds helps owners to make those choices. So the Golden English Cocker Spaniel came in first as most aggressive, then the Rottweiler, but then the Red English Cocker Spaniel came in next, then the Black English Cocker Spaniel, the Brown English Cocker Spaniel, the Chihuahua came in number 6, the Lab. Really? I've had Labs. Labs seem to be friendly as heck. The Lab came in with 2.24%, the Pug 1.97%, and then Greyhound 1.7%. So that's crazy. That I'm a little, you know, but there's different studies. Let me see if I have another study. Because where were pit bulls in all of this? Huh. I don't think I have that one. Where pit bulls seem to range higher. I love pit bulls. Many of my friends have pit bull mixes. And they are adorable as heck. But so, scientists claim that 2.2% of all dogs in the UK are aggressive. I'm not sure what that number would be in America. But they say size doesn't necessarily equate with temper. Chihuahuas can be as aggressive as German Shepherds. And it's true. When I walk the dog, there'll be these big dogs and these little dogs barking. And I'll ask the owner, because my dog starts to go crazy wanting to come up to him. My dog wants to sniff every dog she sees on the walk. And it stinks because the walk will really only take about 20-30 minutes. By the time she gets done, it's a 2-hour walk. Because she has to sniff everything and But the littler dogs will come at her more than the big dogs. This big dog starts running over to her, and she doesn't look scared. And I'm ready just in case the big dog gets aggressive. And then the big dog comes up and smells and wags tail. So you think it's this big, huge beast about to attack your little one, but it's the little dogs that seem to be very, very grumpy. So what could be doing it? Well, if the dog... So we have rescue animals. Although our dog, we actually got, I believe... there was a, before all the puppy stores got closed, I think we got her from a puppy store. We fell in love with her. She just ran up to us and loved us. We want to adopt everybody there, but we got her. And, but our cats are rescue. But other dogs we've had were rescue dogs. And you could tell if some of them were abused, because when you would go up to them, they would pee, and then they'd start to get happy again, because they were probably, when their owner went up to them, hit. Yeah, a lot of these animals were traumatized. So if you have an adopted dog who lashes out, it could be because they were abused or traumatized. Now, they did find that there were other disorders, such as aggression ranked sixth in the list of disorders most commonly experienced by breeds. Others included anal sac impaction and diarrhea. Almost 230 dogs experienced obesity. Obesity ranked third on the list. But the top disorder was periodontal disease. 20% of dogs had this. Periodontal disease is gum disease. Bacteria and leftover food particles. You know, people aren't brushing their dog's teeth. So, if you look at the most common conditions, now let's look at Cocker Spaniels. Periodontal disease came in first at almost 21%. Otitis externa, or a swimmer's ear, outer ear infection, came in second. Then came obesity, then anal sac impaction, diarrhea, aggression, a cutaneous mass lesion, so like a skin bump, lameness, conjunctivitis. I want to know what lameness is. Conjunctivitis, and then postoperative wound complications. So what does this mean? Well, it means our animals need medical visits. You can't just take an animal, feed them, and think it's on their own. Animals also have physical health and mental health and dental health. So this is interesting. There's a study looking at the breeds that grow the most from puppies to adults. So, Labradoodles top the charts for picking up the most weight. Like which animal grows the most and gets the biggest? The Labradoodle, from puppy phase to adulthood, grew 900%. The Labrador Retriever, 700%. Rottweiler, 692%. Greyhound, 650%. Great Dane, one of the biggest dogs out there, 533%. So it's interesting, and the reason why they looked at this is some people will get a dog and they go, well, how much bigger is it going to be? I was blown away at how big our lab got. When we adopted the lab, that dog got so big, like, dang. And it was great, but I was like, whoa. So, yeah, the little pug, a baby pug, will grow 600% from puppy to adulthood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So what's becoming a fascinating trend is we're seeing individuals on the dating front go back to their exes. Now, I don't know if this started in COVID because it was very hard to meet people new. The bars were closed, hard to date, and go do what people do on dates now. I mean, I would take a movie and ice cream, but people do different things on dates. And I found that many individuals said, well, you know, I just started dating my ex again. A lot of people who had broken up around COVID got back together with their ex during COVID. All right, well, you'd think after COVID, that trend wouldn't persist, but it is. And we're finding more and more couples that have broken up are either getting back together or going out there, not liking it and coming back to their ex. Now, will that work? So the celebrity couple that we've all seen is the Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck. People are watching that. People were so shocked when they got back together. I'm not shocked. That's a big trend we're seeing. Even though both of them, I think, are Gen X, we're seeing that hugely trend in millennials and Gen Zs, where people will go back. Now, well, will that work? Well, it all depends on why the breakup happened. So, all right, if somebody cheated, and that is your red line, where nobody cheats on me. As once a cheater, always a cheater. To me, no. That's never going to work. Well, that might, you know. But if you forgave them for cheating and said, look, you know, this person was a ex and they just wanted to get it out of their system and I don't think they're going to do it again. Some people, they might forgive to the point where they're like, all right, I don't really think it's going to happen again. I don't think it was that big a deal. If it was because you had fights and you were stressed and you would watch, I don't know, Sex in the City or whatever, and it looked like those relationships are going so much better than yours, so you thought your relationship was not meant to be and that there was better, so you broke it off, you went out there for better, and then you found out, oh gosh, it is nothing like in the movies. It is horrible. I had it good. Then you might be able to get back together and, you know, you might be able to resume what was once broken off. But I'm a little skeptical because I don't think enough people do enough introspection or retrospection, and I think both may be the right words, into what happened and why you want to go back. So I've loved the whole, the adage of better to be with the devil you know than the devil you don't. If Corey ever left me, one of the first people I would try to date is him. I would probably want to get back together with him if he ever dumped me. Because I don't want to be out there. I don't want to date anybody new or start going through all that trust and going through all those years again and oh my gosh, taking off my clothes in front of somebody else. No way. No way. I would probably, so I could see that. I could see how it is easier to just go back. And because I've seen the grass is always greener, I can see what's on the other side of the fence. And even though some people think the other side of the fence looks so glorious, being a physician, you see the other side. I've seen couples who broke up with their spouses to hook up, and then they ended up having the same problems. Yeah, you know, people, especially in middle age, they think women don't go through midlife crisis as men do, but I've seen a lot of moms whose kids went to school with my kids where they broke up with their spouse because their single friends would brag online about the dates and they would go to the newest club and the newest restaurant and they would get all dressed up and their date was working out at the gym, only to a few years later, they're also at home watching Netflix, eating top ramen, and he's got a dad bod just like anybody else. That's real life. So some individuals think that it's YOLO, you only have one life to live, whatever you're living right now can be better, and they just don't know how to test the waters. And it's interesting. I remember talking to friends about this years ago, going, wouldn't it be great if you could take a pause? Just pause everything like you do with a VCR. This is how long I spoke about that. See what else is out there, and then you realize how good you got it. But you can't do that. You can't, and unless maybe that's what couples are starting to do. Maybe that's what the younger generations are doing, saying, you know what, let's just take a pause. We don't know if we're really right for each other or if what we fight about is normal or not. Let's go out there and see. And if we're not happy, let's meet back here in a year. People do things differently. I'm still learning as we go what the younger generations are doing, or even the newly divorced middle-aged people are doing. But be very, very careful when you do go back to an ex. The reason why is some people leave an ex who's been abusive. And the ex is making their lives so miserable that, and there's so much retaliation, that they feel like their life would be easier just going back to the ex. Got to be careful with that. That's why you really need to figure out, what is it? Is it that you really love them and or her and you can't live without them and they were better for you in all aspects of the relationship? Or is it that it's so hard to raise the kids or deal with the job or have the harassment that you say, you know what, I'll just stay married or I'll just stay with them? So those are things that you need to identify. But it's fascinating to me how, you know, like you would think, well, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, how did they get back together? Didn't they have a bad breakup? I don't know. I don't really care. And a lot of people are watching it because that is going to be, and it shouldn't be, but the barometer used on getting back together with an ex. Does getting back together with an ex work? And if there's a lot of resentment, if there's a lot of distrust, if that was so much hell getting over that person, and now you're going to be reliving that, I don't know. I want to go back to the ex then. But if you fought for the wrong reason, you were stressed, you thought that you would be able to date a Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jimmy Garoppolo never wanted to date you, and you just had the wrong impression of what things would be like outside, and you messed up, yeah, I think you could fix that. Absolutely. I see couples time and time again break up and get back together, break up and get back together. Also, I think people don't understand what a breakup is. Some couples just need time away. They just need a time out. You know, one reason why Corey hasn't left me yet, and why I think we've lasted so long, is we do timeouts. Now, they might only be a 5-minute timeout. They might only be a 1-hour timeout. You know, he might take a trip with his friends. I might take a trip with mine. But nobody had to separate. You know, so marriages and relationships are complex. It's not easy. Nothing ever looks like the movies. There's always going to be issues. You're never going to have somebody who is 100% perfect. When you fall in love, you think they're 100% perfect. You think their poop doesn't stink, nothing could go wrong, and that fades. And we have to prepare young individuals that that's the way relationships are going to be. If you're lucky, you know how a flu shot on your best year is 60-some% effective? And you're like, oh, wow, that's good. You're like, but it's 60%. Same thing with relationships. On your best, a relationship might have 80% of everything you want. You just need to make sure that 20% that you don't like is stuff you could live with. 1-877-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.